What are we doing when we have a dedication service? It's an acknowledgement of Psalm 127:3. That children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. They come from Him. There are no accidents, no matter how unexpected or surprises. God is the creator of each individual soul, and He creates with purpose. Hallelujah. So it's an acknowledgement of His gift. It's also a time where we acknowledge His call upon us as parents to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And given the weight of that calling, it's a time to ask for His grace and to seek His help to do so. Because we just cannot do that without His help. It takes everything we are, plus the grace of God, to help them navigate that course. Plus the body of Christ. So it's also a time for all of us to acknowledge that God has placed them in our midst so that we can minister grace to them and love to them and encouragement for them along the way and pray for them along the way and to lay our lives down for them as brothers and sisters in Christ so that they can truly raise this girl to be a follower of Christ. So, we destroyed our oil flask the other day. Somebody stepped on it by accident. Would someone be willing to run out to the kitchen real quick maybe and get a cap full of oil from the oil that's in the kitchen? We'll wait. Thank you. Godspeed to her. Praise God. Your testimony so moved me because as you described in detail the expectations and then the heartaches and disappointments and then rising again in expectation and then disappointment again. I think we can all understand how just crushing that must have been at times. And I can remember being with you guys and praying with you and seeing the tears and hearing the anguish of your heart and just feeling so helpless and wanting so much to do whatever I could, and yet, as you say, it was all in the hands of God. But you know, sometimes that's what God requires us to do, is to simply be there and share life with each other. And it was the highest privilege that you would allow us to share that part of your life. I'm thrilled when people allow us to share the... Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. To share the joys and the victories of their life. But it's equally a privilege. It is maybe even doubly a privilege to be invited into those harder times and to be asked to walk that road with you. So I am so deeply honored that you would allow us to be a part of that part of your life. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just going to let you guys hold the mic. If anybody would, I'll go ahead and start. And then afterwards, if anybody would like to pray or just has a word from the Lord about this, that they would like to bless this family with. This oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And we want to anoint Ashlyn with this oil, trusting that His Spirit will lead her along the path of life, that she will be full of His common grace, and that He will lead her into that special grace and the knowledge, saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Ashley, and looking forward to that time, we're just going to anoint you with this oil, sweetheart, that God would speak to your heart and lead your steps and guide your steps to Him. And in fact, I'm also going to anoint your dad, that God, even as we do this, that Lord, we just ask that in this action you would impart to Larry your Father's heart, your Father's spirit, and that he would be led by your Spirit in his words of tenderness, gentle correction, encouragement, loving kindness to his daughter. Lord, that you would anoint him even now, just impart to Larry your gifts of fatherhood so that he can father even as you do, Lord God. And Lord, I just want to anoint Aaron also and impart to this precious friend and sister in the Lord your mother's heart that feels compassion, that moves to protect, that rejoices and nurtures and loves and comforts, that listens and listens and listens and listens and counsels and counsels and hugs and showers tender mercies and affection, Lord. Pray you would just impart the Spirit, Lord, that you would just doubly impart the Spirit to Aaron and grace her, Lord, for the road ahead, to grace each of these precious souls for the road ahead, to raise this dear Ashlyn to know you. To know you. Larry and Aaron, the Lord put three things on my heart in relation to what we've been talking about today. You know, Abraham was called to offer his son to the Lord. And I'm sure, and right now, what we're doing is offering Ashlyn to the Lord. We are, even as Hannah did, loaning her to God and saying, this child that you have given me is yours. But you know, after today, it doesn't stop there. It's actually a lifelong process of re-offering Ashlyn back to God over and over and over. And he put on my heart three times when that's particularly acute. Yes, you're always acute. Very acute. Number one, I believe the Lord would say that he wants you to, he's calling you to offer your child back to God in those times when you have to make very tough, unpopular decisions, when she wants things that, and whether as a young child or as a teenager or what, she asks you for things that you get this check in your spirit. And whether you can define it or not, something inside of you says, you know, that's not a good choice. And you're going to have to take that stand and say no, even though you would love to say yes, and you would love to be popular, and you would love to see the joy on her face, say, thanks, Mom, thanks, Dad. And instead, you have to see that, that lip come out, and there's tears roll down. In those times, you're going to have to forsake the friendship, the temporary friendship and popularity with your child, and give them back to God and say, God, I'm willing to endure that lip and those tears and that anguish. As much as I want to say yes, I'm going to say no, because I'm giving her back to you, because this is what you would require me to do. And it's going to be tough, and it's going to be tempting to say yes, especially if you have to, especially if others are going to give you some grief possibly for it. But in that time, you have to give her back to God and say, God, she's not mine, she's yours, and so I have to say no. Another time, you must give your child back to God in those times when you don't have control over those choices. And you would love to follow her everywhere she goes in this world and have a special back seat in her car someday reserved for you. Even after she's emancipated, as it were, even after she's an adult, I mean, you're still going to be her mom and dad. I remember when my oldest daughter got married, and right before we went through the doors to walk her down the aisle to take her to her new husband, I wanted to be able to, something rose up in me, I wanted to be able to say some profound wisdom to her that would guarantee that she would make all the right choices and do all the right things. You know, part of me just wanted to follow her there. But I had to give her to God and just trust that if I hadn't said those things already, it wasn't going to make a lot of difference today. So there are times when you're not going to have control over what happens in her life, and you're going to have to give her in faith to God and commit her to His care, that she'll make those right choices when you don't have the control to make those choices for you. So that she won't follow after the world, but that she'll follow after the Lord. But the third thing that he put on my heart is that you must give your child back to God, Not necessarily when they're faced with the temptations to follow the world and you don't have the control to make that decision for them. But when they desire to take up their cross and follow after Christ, and you understand the sacrifice that that entails, and you understand exactly what it might cost them to do that, and as much as you're thrilled that they want to follow Him, something in your mom heart and your dad heart is going to want to reach out and say, but God, You can take them, but only up to this point, because I don't know that I could bear to see them pay the kind of price that might be required to follow You where You want them to go. And as hard as it's going to be, you're going to have to ask God for the grace to give them back to Him, even when they want to do the right thing, and the price might be more than your own heart is able to bear without grace. When Laura wanted to go to Africa because she felt God was calling her to take that trip. And I thought about, and she was frankly, she thought God had all kinds of plans for her there. He may still. But the thought of saying, it was hard enough to make a phone call to Africa and even talk to her on the phone. It's $110 a shot, if you could get the connection. But to see her go away and maybe not be able to see her face for years in a land where there is political unrest and turmoil and bloodshed, to lay my daughter on the altar and say, okay, God, she's Yours. That's a hard call, man. Even if you know it's the right thing, even if she's following Christ in the process. And so as we give Ashlyn to the Lord today, she's ready to go. She's like, Lord, I'm Yours. know that God is faithful. And throughout your life, when you're called to give her to Him over and over and over again, she's safe in His arms. You can trust her to His care. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
I would like to... I'd like to take a moment to thank you as her church family, especially the youth group who has supported both Larry and Aaron through the years and what they have done for the youth of this church, and for the ladies that have come alongside Aaron in time that she's really needed. You can't imagine the struggle that they have had. The testimony is only a little bit of it. The emotions of going up and down. As parents, it's the same thing as trying to support them in what they're doing. But you are important. You are the family that they are with on a weekly basis and sometimes on a daily basis. The pastoral staff have supported them. I just want to ask if everybody would just put their hands out to Larry and Aaron, and I'd like to say a prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just come to You this Amen. Morning with thanksgiving in our hearts and praises on our lips. Lord, we are thankful that Larry and Aaron have a family that can support them and build them up, support them in many, many different ways, emotionals, ups and downs. We are thankful, Lord, that You answered a prayer, a long time prayer, with the precious little gift of Ashlyn. We give You the praises, for You are a God, an awesome God who does answer prayer. We have to remember sometimes it's on Your time, not our time. But Lord, most of all, I'd like to have Your hand upon this church, build it, support it, and every person who walks through the door be absolutely blessed in abundance in all that You have in Your storehouse. We thank You, Lord. We praise You, Lord, for all that You've given us. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Gentlemen, anybody? Amen. Thank You, brother.